on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into something pretty wild in the world of decentralized finance. Mm. We're talking about Hyperliquid hitting this incredible $319 billion trading volume in just 1 month.
Yeah, it's a staggering number.
It really is. And it's more than just a number, right? It feels like a statement about where DeFi is heading. Mm. So the big question for us is, how did they pull this off? Mm. How does a platform achieve that kind of scale? And crucially, what role did this maybe unexpected partner, AV.ai, play in all this growth? Okay, let's unpack this incredible story.
It's fascinating, definitely. And to really get Hyperliquid's rise, you have to see the bigger picture. The whole decentralized derivatives market, it's in hypergrowth, absolutely booming. When we dove into the data, we saw that in July alone, all DeFi perps combined, these are like, you know, those futures contracts that just keep going, they hit $487 billion in volume.
Wow, $487 billion across the board.
Well, yeah, and that's up 34% from June's $364 billion. Huge jump.
So what's driving that surge? It can't be random.
No, definitely not. It signals a real shift. We found a few key things. First, there's this massive demand for self-custody. Traders got burned, you know?
Yeah.
With CEX collapses like FTX, people want control. They're looking for on-chain alternatives they can trust.
Makes sense. Control your own keys, control your funds.
Exactly. Second, these DeFi perps, they're just lower friction. You don't have that hassle of constantly rolling contracts over. You get perpetual exposure. Simpler.
Right. Less management overhead for the trader.
Precisely. And third, there's this narrative alignment. Ecosystems like Solana are heating up, right? A lot of activity. And these perp DEXs are becoming these vital hubs where liquidity gathers, Hyperliquid. Well, they jumped right into that environment and really capitalized on it.
Okay, so the timing was right. The market was shifting. But how did Hyperliquid specifically build its edge? Sounds like they had a kind of winning playbook. Let's start with what you called product excellence. You mentioned a clean UI, fast execution.
Oh, absolutely critical. Their user interface is slick, very responsive. Execution feels instant.
That counts for a lot in trading.
A huge amount. And they didn't just like launch and sit back. Constant innovation, like launching spot trading back in April 2024. That wasn't just a minor add-on. It made the platform really sticky.
Sticky how? Like keeping users engaged.
Yeah, it attracted both the regular retail traders and the big players, the whales. They could do more in one place. It became kind of a one-stop shop.
Right, so the product itself was a major draw.
Definitely. Yeah. And that stickiness, that product quality, it ties straight into the next piece, trust through action. This is where it gets really interesting, I think. It's not just about the tech working well. Remember that outage they had, July 29th?
Vaguely, yeah. How long was it down?
About 37 minutes, which, you know, in trading feels like an eternity.
Oof.
Yeah.
Not good.
But here's the thing, how they responded. They reimbursed affected traders immediately about $2
million. $2 million, just like that.
Just like that. And that single action, it built immense trust. In a space where people are, frankly, still spooked by CEX failures, that wasn't just fixing a problem. It was a powerful statement.
It showed they stood behind their platform, even when things went wrong. Reliability.
Exactly. Reliability demonstrated, not just promise. It set a new bar, really.
And what about their market positioning? You mentioned VanEck analysts had a take on this.
Right. VanEck pointed out that Hyperliquid had this simple, highly functional product. They didn't try to be everything to everyone immediately. They focused. And they brilliantly captured that wave of momentum building around Solana without getting bogged down in, you know, overcomplication. Smart focus.
You know that $2 million reimbursement?
Yeah.
It really does stick out. It signals a shift, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Away from caveat emptor, maybe?
I think so. It shows that trust is something you actively build and maintain in DeFi now. It's not just assumed.
Okay, so strong product. Building trust through actions. A potent mix. But you mentioned an X factor, AV.ai. This is where it gets really interesting, you said. So AV.ai wasn't just like a dashboard showing numbers. They were an ecosystem ally.
That's the perfect way to put it. They were deeply integrated.
How did their data, their infrastructure, actually fuel Hyperliquid's growth? What did they do?
Okay, so it boils down to providing actionable intelligence, not just raw data, but insights traders could use. Think about it in a few layers. First, Av.ai seriously boosted trader intelligence. They pulled Hyperliquid's perp market data right into their signal square.
Signal square? What's that exactly?
Think of it like giving traders heat vision goggles for the market. Let them see when these tagged whales, you know, the big known wallets, were opening positions, closing them, adding more leverage on Hyperliquid perps.
So you could essentially see what the big money was doing almost in real time.
Pretty much. For you, the trader, that's a chance to spot shifts in sentiment before the crowd catches on. Huge edge. They also provided position flow analysis.
Okay, what does that tell you?
That helps you see where leverage is building up in the market or where positions are being unwound quickly. Crucial for navigating volatility.
Gotcha. So better intel on market moves and sentiment. What else?
Second big area, liquidity monitoring across chains. This was clever. Av.ai could actually detect capital flowing into Hyperliquid perps, not just from other perp DEXs, but sometimes even from like Solana meme coin markets when those were pumping.
Really? From meme coins into perps?
Yeah, during what we call narrative peaks, those times when one specific story or trend just dominates crypto Twitter and drives massive flows, Av.ai helped traders see that rotation happening, where the hot money was moving next.
That's fascinating, tracking the narrative flows.
Exactly. And they also aggregated funding rate data. Remember, funding rates are those little payments between longs and shorts. They show sentiment.
Right, whether longs are paying shorts or vice versa.
Yeah. Av.ai showed Hyperliquid's funding rates right alongside competitors, so traders could spot arbitrage opportunities, tiny price differences to profit from, or just get a better feel for relative sentiment.
Okay, so trader intelligence, cross-chain liquidity tracking.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yes. Thirdly, event-driven alerts. Super important. During that July 29th outage we talked about, Av.ai was pushing out almost real-time alerts about position liquidations happening, changes in market depth. That helped traders manage their risk when things were, you know, chaotic.
Wow, that's critical during downtime.
Absolutely. And they also had listing spike detection.
Yeah.
Soon as Hyperliquid listed a new perpetual contract, Av.ai system would flag any immediate surge in trading activity, highlighting where liquidity was showing up first.
So putting it all together, Av.ai was providing this layer of real-time usable intelligence on top of Hyperliquid's execution engine.
Precisely. It wasn't just data, it was actionable intelligence, key for anyone trying to trade successfully in DeFi today.
You know, what strikes me here is how this synergy tells a bigger story. It's not just about Hyperliquid building cool features, is it? Mm-hmm. It seems like protocol growth now is deeply tied to delivering this kind of intelligence to the users, the traders, fueling the volume.
I think that's exactly right. It's a fundamental shift.
So you could almost say Hyperliquid provided the venue, right? Fast, trusted, efficient trading.
Mm-hmm.
And Adyev.ai provided the vision, the clarity, the transparency into what was actually happening under the hood, wallet flows, liquidity shifts.
That's a great way to frame it. Venue and vision. Together, they didn't just help Hyperliquid grow. They've arguably helped shape a DeFi derivatives market that's more data aware, more efficient, maybe even more resilient.
Which really brings it back to the listener, doesn't it?
It does. It raises the question. How can you, and whether you're trading in these markets or maybe building the next protocol, how can you apply these lessons?
Right. So what does this all mean for you? Let's try and distill some key takeaways here for traders listening right now. First, maybe don't just chase volume. Look deeper. Track who is driving that volume.
Yeah, the who is often more important than the how much.
Use those smart money signals Av.ai provides. Follow the whales. Use liquidity rotation heat maps to see where capital is slowing. Maybe get ahead of the narrative shifts.
Definitely. Be proactive, not just reactive to price charts.
And keep a close eye on funding rates in perp markets. They're like a real-time sentiment meter. Tells you a lot about market mood.
Absolutely. Don't ignore funding.
Okay, and what about for the builders out there? People creating DeFi protocols.
For builders, I think the lesson is product performance alone isn't enough anymore. You need to pair it with ecosystem intelligence tools.
So actively partner with analytics platforms, like the Hyperliquid Av.ai model.
Exactly. Empower your users, your liquidity providers. Make them smarter participants in your ecosystem.
And maybe the biggest lesson, treat transparency and uptime, like that outage response, treat them as growth levers.
Yes, not just boring operational stuff. They build trust, and trust fuels growth, especially now.
So looking back at that $319 billion number.
It's more than just a record. It's proof. It shows that DeFi perps can scale. They can rival the big CEXs on performance, but without forcing users to give up self-custody or decentralization, that's huge.
And it elevates AI's role in that, providing that real-time intelligence.
It empowers everyone. It helps traders move from just reacting to market swings to making genuinely data-driven decisions. It helps turn what looks like chaos into, well, into opportunity if you have the right tools.
Which leads to maybe a final thought for you, our listener, to chew on. The future of DeFi derivatives. It probably won't just belong to the platform that's the absolute fastest or the one with the rock-bottom fees.
Speed and cost matter, but...
But maybe the real winners will be the ecosystems where execution speed meets information speed, where traders can act fast and act smart because they have the data.
Well said.
And this Hyperliquid and Ev.ai collaboration we discussed, particularly back in July, it really feels like a powerful example of that combination in action.
A glimpse of the future, perhaps?
Perhaps. Definitely something to keep watching and exploring further on your own.